Right, let's look ahead to tonight's game. Sheffield United made their long-awaited return to the Championship this season, something which they have taken to incredibly well. Coming into tonight's game, the Blades sit a place and 4 points above Leeds United. Let's assess the mood, though, of Blades fans with James Shield, Sheffield United correspondent of The Star. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I imagine that you and all these Sheffield United fans are feeling pretty buoyant at the minute.
Yeah, the confidence is really high in the camp at the moment, as you would expect when you look at what's happened in the past 16 or 17 months or so under Chris Wilder. It's been just, you know, the club has been on an almost constant upward trajectory. But what I will say is there's a caveat to that, and you know, despite the fact they've made a really really positive start to the new Championship season, I think, you know, everybody there is still very aware that this is a tough division, and as well as results are going at the moment, you know, things can quickly change. But I think the overriding mood is just one of enjoyment, and that's been key. And it means that when they're going into a game such as the one tonight at Elland Road, where, you know, it's going to be a hostile atmosphere, you would imagine the ground, the stands will be shaking with noise and with people sort of cheering their teams on. You know, they don't actually fear that. They just enjoy that because, as the manager has said on countless occasions this season, listen, we spent 6 years in League One, and these are the games that we work so hard to get out of this division and be involved in a game for.
I think from what I take from what I see of Sheffield United is, through the season, there have been four losses in the league, but you seem to, certainly with the most recent two, you bounce back. It's not a case that there's been one loss and a second follows it and a third and so on. Do you see what I mean? You're able to bounce back at this level, it would appear.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They're a psychologically very strong team, and although the sort of the quality of this division is obviously much higher than it is in League One, I mean, there's some very good teams down there when they won the title last season, but the depth of quality at Championship level is much higher. I think the seeds of that were sown last year because, you know, arguably they were under an awful lot more pressure then than they are now. You know, they went into that season, obviously with Chris as a new manager, but knowing that, you know, they were the big club in the division, they were the team that everybody wanted to be, and I think even more importantly, that every single supporter who turned up at their stadium, every single away supporter who turned up to watch them across the country, expected them to go up. So I think the level of pressure was much, much higher on them last season. And that character grew as the campaign went on. So, you know, that's something that I think, yes, you're absolutely right, they do very well. But I think the seeds of that were shown last year. I think the other reason for that, and, you know, they are sort of gaining the rewards for this, is that unlike a lot of teams who come up, and there's talk about, when I say consolidation, obviously they want to consolidate their place in the Championship. Ideally, they'd like to go straight up, back up again, but, you know, when they came up, if they're being honest, the first target, the first aim was to consolidate their Championship status. But when I talk about consolidation, they don't actually go into games thinking, right, what we'll do is we'll keep this tight, we'll look to hit teams on the break, we'll keep things very, 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 very compact, very, very organised. They're all of those things. They are compact, they are organised, but the overriding ethos of that team is to have a go. So they will come into the game tonight against Leeds United. They won't sit back. They'll actually look to go at Leeds. Now, that may well suit Leeds, I don't know. You would argue it's probably suited an awful lot of the other teams that they've played away from home last season. And as Chris quite rightly pointed out in his pre-match press conference, listen, there's absolutely no secret to how we play. Thomas Christian tonight will know exactly how Sheffield United play. He'll know exactly, I would imagine, how they're going to line up. And he'll know how the partnerships in that team are going to go about their business. But identifying the problems and actually being able to solve them, of course, are two different things. And it's something that's proved beyond a lot of very good sides in the Championship already this season.
Yeah, that mental agility that the side has to be able to bounce back and continue in the good run does seem to be something Chris Wilder's brought in. I mean, just quickly looking back through sort of recent managers, when you look at the Nigel Adkins era, the Nigel Clough era, David Weir and so on, is it a case that Chris Wilder has brought in simply the mental strength, or is it not just the mental strength but also the mentality that, yes, we'll soak up whatever we need to from the opposition, but we will ultimately try to go to get the victory no matter what game and what division we're in? Or are there other obvious big changes that Chris Wilder's made in his time at the club?
I think it's all of those things. But there's absolutely, as I said, well, there's no secret to the way Sheffield United play. I don't think there's any great secrets, really, to the factors sort of behind their success. I mean, if I can just... I know, obviously, we're talking about tonight, but if we'll just go back to last season, for example, lots of managers, and some very, very good managers, had tried and failed to get that team out of League One. Now, what he did was, arguably, just go and say, listen, when we go into the transfer market, rather than sign players that were coming down from the Championship or possibly the Premier League, and of course there'll always be exceptions, but let's not always think we're getting a Championship or a Premier League player here. So what we'll do is we'll sign players whose careers are on an upward curve, who come here and see this as a step up and are the best players, I feel, in their respective divisions, be that League One or, in some examples, League Two. So he's signed players that are fit for purpose. There are some very, very good players in that team, but there's also a lot of character. And that's the other thing. I think he's, you know, all the way through his tenure at Ramelain, he's talked about, you know, marrying good characters with good talent. And that's something that he's been able to do. I mean, the talk about sort of the character and the camaraderie, it makes a nice line for sort of journalists such as myself at times. And, you know, there's lots of stories you can write on the back of that. And it is there. It is there without a shadow of a doubt. They've got a lot of guts. But I think the other thing it's important to remember is that they wouldn't have got 100 points in League One last season. They wouldn't be third in the Championship table after 13 games if they didn't have some damn good players as well. And they've been able to identify those in the lower leagues and coach them into better players. There is also quite a bit of Championship experience in that team as well, because people like Chris Basham, Paul Coutts, Kieran Freeman, Simon Moore, the goalkeeper, I would imagine will miss tonight's game or certainly be on the bench. Leon Clark, people like this, Billy Sharp, of course, who Leeds fans will know very well. You know, they've all played at this level before, or in some cases above, but for some reason or another, they've found themselves in the lower divisions and they've resurrected their careers at Sheffield United. But it's all of those things. I often say, I did a piece this week, and I think the beauty of Sheffield United's approach under Chris Wilder, both on and off the pitch, is just its simplicity.
Would you say, I mean, you mentioned some of the names that are involved in the squad at Sheffield United. Would you say there are any real unsung heroes, maybe not within the Sheffield United fans, but for those looking outside, looking at the headline grabbers at the club? Are there those, though, who you do think go under the radar and people that the Leeds fans should really be looking out for in that sense tonight?
Yeah, I think they are, because the one thing that always strikes me about this Sheffield United group is that they're a team in the true sense of the word. So, you know, whilst your likes of Billy Sharp, David Brooks of late, of course, will be grabbing all the headlines and deservedly so, because they've done some phenomenal things on the football pitch. There's an awful lot of players there who give up a lot of themselves to make that thing tick. So, you know, I would look at people like Chris Basham, who has been at the club a long time. He's now really bought into the football club and into the area. Chris, you could probably chuck him a pair of goalkeeping gloves this morning and say that you'll be playing in between the sticks tonight in front of 30,000-35,000 people, and he wouldn't bat an eyelid. He wouldn't complain. He might not like it, but he'd just go out there, get on with it, and do the job. So I think he's certainly one. Even, you know, also again at the back, Jack O'Connell, you know, he's gone under the radar, probably not at Bramall Lane, but I would say out in the wider footballing world, because people like David Brooks, of course, is, you know, creating so many headlines. But Jack's a phenomenal young footballer, a phenomenal young centre half, so he's done superbly well. then there's another player there who, you know, is in and out of the starting 11 at the minute, but I think really does sum up what this Sheffield United team is all about, and that's Jake Wright, who Chris worked with at Halifax. He worked with him at Oxford. Jake last season had never played in League One. He'd never played above the League Two level. Everybody thought he'll just come in, he'll be a stopgap, he'll just sort of dip in and dip out when they need him. Came into the side, took to it like a duck to water, stayed in the team. Again, in the summer, people thought the Championship might be a step too far for him. You spoke to Jake, and he certainly wasn't having that. But, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, we all thought, well, you know, he might just make up the numbers now this season. We probably won't see a lot of him out on the football pitch, but when he's come in, he's done phenomenally well. And, you know, what he is just a footballer who does the basics well and above all else has got a great attitude.
Yeah, some names there then to listen out to for tonight on Radio Yorkshire as we bring you the commentary as third travel to fourth in the Championship. Leeds United hosting Sheffield United. It's been really really great to get your thoughts to James Shield, Sheffield United correspondent for the Sheffield Star. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No, my pleasure.